turn your attention now back to the continuing fallout from the riots in Dublin on Thursday night. There was a long debate in the Dáil yesterday in relation to it. And here's a little bit of what the Labour Justice spokesperson Eoghan Reardon had to say.
People consistently saying that the only way to sort this out was to burn them out. Consistent over a period of time. Which effectively did happen around the corner from here. Was there an effective tackling of that? No. They came here on the day of the opening of the Dáil in September. And they interfered with members of the Oireachtas. And now we have this pathetic sight of security barriers outside Leinster House, which to my mind looks to me that we have surrendered to them. Because that's now what we have to look at the National Parliament. They need to be taken down. And all the while, you have celebrity people like this Conor McGregor, Govdaw. You have people in this chamber who will use the word criminality and immigration in the same sentence as often as they can to get some cheap political gains for themselves. Yes, I am talking about rural independence. I am talking about members of the Shannon who do the exact same thing. For the love of God, would they realise that some things are more important than them winning their bloody seats?
That's Deputy Eoghan Reardon, Labour, Justice and Education spokesperson, speaking at all last evening. If you'd be viewing what he had to say on that, get in touch with us in the programme. He is with me on the line now. Deputy O'Reardon, good morning to you.
Morning.
Can I just deal first of all with, I suppose, what you were talking about in the context of, you know, the reasons behind this, but the fact that it did happen, and you said that Dublin really is lost. Is that the way you feel about it now in terms of the streets?
Well, there's been a problem in Dublin for the last period of time, and that doesn't just relate to law and order, but it does relate to law and order. You know, we can't get teachers in Dublin, we can't get guards, we can't get housing. Housing is an incredibly difficult issue, and there's been a creeping sense since lockdown of an edge, a security issue, antisocial behaviour going out of control. And then we have felt that these far-right protests or far-right agitation has not been properly addressed. Anywhere there was an accommodation centre, you know, potentially going to be opened, we've had misinformation online, we've had people gathering at the sites, we've had violent speeches being made about burning them out. And that actually did happen about months ago. We had issues, not just in Dublin, but in Cork, of libraries being shut down because of far-right protests. All this misinformation, all this sort of stuff about, you know, sexualized content in books and libraries, which is complete nonsense. And then this idea that, you know, the new sex ed program in schools is going to sexualize children. All, you know, totally imagined. And then, you know, the issue around immigration as well. And what has happened in tandem with that is a beleaguered Garda force with people not wanting to join the force and they can't wait to leave. We've had more resignations this year up until the end of September. We had 116, which are unprecedented numbers, which is almost double. We're due to almost have double the number of resignations, not early retirements now, which is a different category, but resignations from the force. And in October, we almost had an effective strike from Garda, should you call it, unprecedented stuff, where they weren't going to work overtime every Tuesday, which would have also included Halloween. And if we didn't have guards working, you know, Halloween evening on overtime, the place would have absolutely gone up. So everybody is telling, you know, the Minister for Justice, the government, that we have an issue in the Garda Síochána of morale. It's undermanned and under-resourced, and morale, as I say, is on the floor. And at the same time, the far right are getting organised and getting active. So what happened on Thursday night then was a perfect storm of these two things, where on one level a stabbing happened and there was, you could just smell that there were people just waiting and hoping that the individual involved wasn't Irish, because as soon as that information came through, they were gleefully putting that out in line. And then of course a call to arms came, and a number of hours people came from all over Dublin and outside of Dublin to make you know, to cause absolute havoc in the city. Now look, you guys are in Kerry, you love your county, you know, Kerry people are very, very proud of being from Kerry, and just justifiably so. People in Dublin feel similarly, it was like watching a family member being beaten up in front of your eyes on Thursday evening. That's the only way I could describe it. So we're all sort of still reeling from that. And we have to go back to all of these things were bubbling up before that, the nature of the guards and how, you know, how beleaguered they are, what they've been saying, the fact they almost went on strike in October, and this rise of the far right. And you remember on the opening day of the Dáil, what happened, and the scenes around Leinster House. And as I said in my contribution there yesterday, we now have this pathetic sight of a ring of steel around the National Parliament, which to me makes it look as if we are at war and that crowd are winning.
Do you think there should have been a stronger response to that day? Or a stronger response to the disturbances at Cork Library, at Tralee Library during the summer and other events like that?
There's a number of things you can do. It's not just security, by the way. If government had been flooding the airways and their own, if you like, information channels with proper information about immigration, because when you don't do that, when there's a vacuum, it's filled by the headbangers. And what happens is, well, what they could have done is that these are the facts and figures around immigration. These are their entitlements. This is the truth. This is the issue around vetting or the vetting of people who come in. These are our international obligations. Here are the facts, right? They could have done the same around the library situation, because they could have done the same about sex ed in schools. But they didn't do any of that. The feeling was, well, hopefully it'll go away. But when you don't, I mean, because we're all on the back foot. We go door to door, do my own constituency, knock on doors, and people, sort of reasonable people, by the way, you know, rational people will hear these things said online and ask these questions. And we're completely on the back foot because we don't have information to hand that the Minister for Integration, who, by the way, is completely isolated within government. So when that information stream isn't happening to battle these lies, then we're all in the back foot. I remember 20 years ago, the first time I ran for election was the same time as the citizenship referendum in 2004. And it was poisonous, because people were willing to believe anything. They get hair extensions free. They get free cars. They get free houses. All the sort of nonsense that happened 20 years ago. And government weren't willing at that point to dispel those lies. And the same lies are being out there in our communities, and government are not stepping up and saying, no, that's not true. Here's the fact of the matter. Because it's almost as if they don't want to engage because they feel it's going to go away. But it isn't going away.
Maybe they feel if they're talking about, they'll be somehow fueling it. Can you answer me this? You criticise some politics.
Since then, Jerry, yeah. but since Thursday, what have we got from the Minister? We got a statement on Saturday talking about dog units, horse units, and water cannon coming down from the north. And then the answer is facial recognition technology. None of it is about dispelling myths, dispelling lies, and tackling the online spaces in which this stuff is being spread.
Well, there is a Garda investigation into that side of it, and we will see where that goes, but I take your point on that. You criticise some politicians linking criminality with migration or immigration, but there are legitimate concerns about resources to accommodate people seeking international protection and those seeking benefits of temporary protection and general refugees. Kerry County Council asked the Department of Integration to reconsider sending 70 international protection applicants to Killarney recently. They arrived last week because they say resources are at a limit. English language classes, GP practices, they can't take any more patients. Are they not legitimate concerns?
There's a very different conversation between resources within a community and this very subtle but poisonous attempt to link immigration with criminality, which is like the outsider is more likely to cause trouble than the insider. And that is a subtle but deliberate attempt. So we have one of your own TDs from Kerry doing this, who was actually heavily criticised on the floor of the House by Thomas Pringle last Wednesday, the day before the riot. And this consistently happens, where you have, you know, people who are looking for their own sort of political platform and are more worried about keeping their seats than anything else.
And if that person would say, look, I'm reflecting the concerns of my constituents.
There is absolutely no evidence, none whatsoever, that somebody from outside this country is more likely to cause crime or to break the law than somebody from Ireland. There's nothing at all, anywhere, any research, anywhere, to suggest that that's the case. But what they subtly do is that you don't just need to be worried about resources in your community, you need to be worried about the outsider. You need to be worried about that person. So let's not talk about housing. Let's not talk about, you know, poverty or disadvantage. Let's not talk about education. Let's not talk about health. Let's talk about the outsider, because the outsider is the problem, right? And that's what they deliberately do, because they know that it's a soft target. So when somebody stands up in the Dáil, or somebody like Michael Healy-Ray, who used to say that the asylum seeker was a hoodlum, a blackguard, and a freeloader, these are words that came from his mouth. They know exactly what...
You're talking over 20 years ago there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's, so it's happening 20%.
And in fairness, he hasn't said anything like that in 20 years.
And then only last week we had Danny Healy-Ray saying...
Who's a different person entirely. His brother, a TD, also a TD. And we had it out with him on the programme here about those issues, by the way, as well. And he also condemned the riots fully on Thursday, on Friday.
Is there any point in me being on your show if you're not going to let me speak?
No, I'm just making those clarifications, but continue your point.
I'm saying to you very, very clearly that what's happening here, particularly with rural independence and members of the Shannon as well, is that there is a very clear and subtle link being made in their commentary, the link between immigration and criminality, which makes people more fearful. So it's not actually a discussion about resources. It's not actually a discussion about capacity, which are reasonable and rational.
But they've raised those issues. They are raising those issues as well.
Well, what I'm saying to you is that there are other people and other public representatives who also raise those issues but don't find themselves
without
in the space of connecting immigration with criminality.
Okay, and final point. I take your wider point about the need...
When you consistently do that, then what happened on Thursday is that when one of these hate sites decides to gleefully announce that the attacker was somebody who wasn't originally from Ireland, then it sparks off in people's minds, because they've been told by their representatives to worry about crime when it comes to immigration. They go, aha.
You're saying that helps fuel the fire. Okay, let me put this point to you finally on it. And you mentioned Michael Healy-Ray. His son, Jack Healy-Ray, is a councillor. In response to what you said in the Dáil yesterday, he tweeted last night, a Labour Party who during their time in government closed over 130 Garda stations, oversaw Garda numbers being at their lowest in over a decade, closed Temple Moor, and Aon being a minister in the Justice Department at the time, they shouldn't look beyond themselves for blame. What's your response to that, Jack Healy-Ray said?
He doesn't know what he's talking about, that, because none of that is true. And we reopened Temple Moor. So whoever that character is hasn't a clue what he's talking
That's
about.
That's Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray. He's a councillor, elected councillor, son of Michael Healy-Ray, the TD.
And if he doesn't know, if he thinks I'm the problem when it comes to justice issues in the country, or came to last Thursday, what the Labour Party actually did on Friday was not to call for heads, not to call for resignations, because we, just like everybody else in Dublin, is hurting from what happened last week. And we are trying to focus the attention here clearly and squarely at the right and the far right and the issues with An Garda Síochána O'Connor. If that guy, Jackie Healy-Ray, thinks I'm the problem, well, then I think he's sorely misguided. And he needs to do a little bit more research as to who actually closed down Temple Moor. It was actually the crowds that his own father used to support in government.
Okay. All right, Deputy Anna Reardon, thanks very much for talking to us about that in the programme this morning. A call for much more transparency around immigration and migration from the government, and more action, obviously, in relation to Dublin and what needs to be done, for Deputy Anna Reardon, and strong criticism of commentary from some TDs, particularly rural independent TDs, linking criminality and safety and migration. Give us your thoughts on what he had to say.